It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Alex Kozora. Though I'm not advocating for the Pittsburgh Steelers to sign Pittsburgh Maulers linebacker Reuben Foster, it'll be interesting to see if he can work his way back into the NFL. Foster, a former first-round pick with a long list of off-field concerns, got back into professional football this past season, signing with the Maulers. He put together a strong campaign, finishing second on the team with 53 tackles, despite playing in only 8 games. He chipped in 3 tackles for a loss, an interception, and half sack, playing well in this weekend's championship game loss to Birmingham. Foster flashed his size, physicality, and run defense that all helped get him drafted. He's still only 29, and on talent alone, deserves to be back in the NFL. But teams must be convinced he's past all his issues, getting kicked out of the combine, getting arrested on weapons charges and for domestic violence. There's injury problems too, with a major 2019 knee injury tearing several ligaments. My guess is some NFL team will give him a shot. I just don't think it'll be Pittsburgh. They've signed enough veteran inside linebackers for one offseason and stay away with those who have character backgrounds. For years, it's not been in their nature to sign one of those guys with a checkered past. But I think Foster ends up in a camp, one last shot to play in the NFL. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with myself and Dave Bryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.